This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, 8 days, 8 days. Told you this time was going by fast. Just 8 days until the November 3rd election, okay? Please go to vote.org in some states. You can still vote early in some states, okay? Vote.org is a place you need to go to find out when you can early vote in your state and how much longer you have. Please, let's get this done. Let's get it done.
They voting though, man. It's some people.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, millions of people have already voted. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you to the ones who've already voted and who voted early. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know. All of us here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All of us.
We got more work to do, though. Let's go.
Yeah, we
Let's
do. On, yeah. People. Mm-hmm. All right. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, parenting, sex, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Yeah.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I don't want to hurt the little guy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I dated a guy off and on for about 3 years, but we never had sexual relations because I was having myself a good time dating several men at once, and I was celibate. He was a perfect gentleman and had every quality that I prayed for in a man, but I wasn't ready to settle down. Now that I'm 29, I decided it was time. My heart led me back to the guy I'd been casually dating, and he was still single and he still wanted me. 2 months into dating, we had sex, and since then, I haven't been able to tell him that I don't want him, and it's over. Before we had sex, he kept telling me that he wanted to taste my entire body, and he bragged on his skills in the bedroom. I've been celibate for 5 years, so I told him he better bring it, and I couldn't wait. It finally happened, and it was a very romantic night. At first. Then he started with a lot of wet kissing and licking my face, which was different than his usual sensual kiss. He proceeded to lick my entire body with his tongue, drenching me in his saliva, which was very uncomfortable. By the time we got to the actual sex part, I just wanted it to end. He got a condom, put it on, then turned to me, and all I could see was a baggy something hanging from him. Shirley, the thing didn't even fit. Shirley.
Wow.
She ain't talking to me. Why you in it?
Hey, Shirley, she ain't talking to me.
No. I wanted to run out of there, but I didn't. I endured close to 5 minutes of heavy panting, moaning, and sweating. I didn't say one word because I didn't feel a thing. He jumped up afterwards and had the nerve to start bragging and said he tried to take it easy on me since it's been a while. Negro, please. How should I let little man know that I won't ever be going back for seconds? Please advise.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank y'all.
for what?
For this letter right here.
Yeah. This is one Taylor made for you.
Happy Monday, huh?
Yeah. But you know what, Steve? This is some criticism that has no happy ending. I mean, if you go ahead and do that and tell him. And I hate these kinds of letters. I do, because there's no easy way to tell him something like this. You can't tell anyone something like this. He's too small. You didn't feel anything. You can't tell him that. No matter what you do or how you say it or how easy you try to let him down, his feelings will be hurt. And his ego will be crushed, okay? I say all of that because you called him little man. You know, you kind of clowned him a little bit. I don't want you to clown him if you decide to tell him this. I don't know. This is too crushing. And please don't forget that you said your heart led you back to him. So you initiated this relationship and all of this. And on another note, how you stay there that long for the tongue saliva drenching is beyond me. It's just way too much. You know, but the reality is people break up every single day. They break up every single day. You can break it off with him. You just have to tell him something else. Just don't let that be the reason, please. Because, again, you will crush him. Steve?
Yeah. You know, I think the part that we're failing to realize in here is that crushing is, you know, we learn, the majority of our lessons we learn in life are from failure and disaster. All the valuable lessons I've learned in my life came off the footnotes, the tail end of a disaster or a failure. So let's look at this failure. You dated this guy off and on for 3 years, never had sexual relations with him because you was dating several men at once and you were celibate. Perfect gentleman, everything you ever wanted, but you wasn't ready. Then you finally decided you did. And here's the key. Your heart led me back to the guy I'd been casually dating. He was still single. He still wanted you. You should have asked yourself right then, after 5 years of playing him off, why is he still available? You have got to ask yourself that, ladies. When you meet a man that's perfect, ain't ever been married, ain't got no kids, you have got to ask yourself one question. Why? Is this man so perfect, ain't never been married, and ain't got no kids? When we come back, I'll tell you why.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, I don't want to hurt the little guy. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, I don't want to hurt the little guy.
Oh,
that sounds so sad.
29-year-old girl, been celibate for 5 years. Finally met somebody she wanted to make a move with. And her heart led her back to this man. Come to find out, it just so happened he's still single. He's still available. And he still wanted her. Well, you had been celibate and everything, and you just started dating him. 2 months in, y'all had sex. And you ain't been able to tell him that you don't want him and it's over. Now, let me tell you what happened. Before y'all had sex, he kept telling you he wanted to taste my entire body. That right there was what he knows is his specialty. Tasting is his specialty. He led with it. He told you that's what he wanted. He said that's what he was going to do. Y'all got your clothes off, and he started kissing. Then he started licking your face. See, that wasn't licking your face. The tasting had begun. And he told you he wanted to taste your entire body. Because this what he got. This his best thing is the tasting. Well, he started all this wet kissing, licking your face, and it was just different than the usual kisses. Then he started to lick your entire body with his tongue. Now, let me tell you something. When you're out under the covers and you start getting your whole body licked with his tongue, obviously he's thirsty. But his thirst brings on a lot of moisture because your tongue will get dry after you lick an arm. If you lick a whole arm, that ought to dry the regular man's mouth out. If you lick a woman's arm, that should dry out your whole mouth. But obviously, this excited him. And he was just slobbling the whole time.
He was slobbling.
Oh, so with an L.
Slobbering.
Yes.
Not slobbering.
Right.
Slobbling.
Right.
Slobbling is when there's more to come.
Uh-huh.
So next thing you know, your shoulders is wet. Both your arms is wet. All up around your neck is wet. And slobber is different than water. It's a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And now here he come all around your breast. Now he all down by your navel. Now the whole top of your body just ice cold. He just steady slobbling on your ass.
How did she stay there for that?
You about to run up out this damn room. You about to lose your mind. This nasty ass sitting up in here slobbling on me. Will you hurry up and get to this? He did your entire body. Now your inner thighs is wet. Your kneecaps is wet. All on the back of your calves is wet. You just sitting up there with this man just slobbling on your ass. Where is this going, boy?
Right.
This is too much. Now you say, which was very uncomfortable. By the time we got to the actual sex part, I just wanted it over. You can, yeah, because you're cold.
Oh, that's why.
You're ice cold and you're wet. And you ain't even wet, you're just damp. You know how it feels when you're damp? You ever had a wet T-shirt on after you work out and go out in the air condition, hit it, and you want to take it off? That's where she at. But you can't get it off because it ain't an article of clothing. It's slobber. So now he got the condom. He put it on. And when he turns around, it looked like somebody done draped a sheet of saran wrap on him. It's just hanging off of him. Boy, let me tell you something. That's hard when you don't fill up a condom. It's hard. Now, the chances of you getting pregnant is very high. Very high. Because they ain't going to be able to stay on.
Oh, yeah.
Little man to turn around, and then he started. It ain't fit. You wanted to run out of there, but you tried to hang in there. Because you thought, well, maybe hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll rise to the occasion. Maybe he'll somehow fill up the room. Maybe he'll somehow his love will expand.
We get it.
Oh, he in there all the 5 minutes, heavy panting, moaning, and sweating. You
that
didn't say
like
one word because you didn't feel a damn thing. Well, I got news for you. He didn't either. See, you wasn't the only one feeling nothing. He didn't either. Because when you're a little man, it ain't nothing for you to feel. That's why he got to do the heavy breathing and breathing, because he got to work himself up, because he ain't no friction. He just over there. And he jumped up and had the nerve to start bragging, said he tried to take it easy on you since you been. Then you said, Negro, please. I know what you really said. It was an N, but it wasn't Negro.
Post your comments on today's
Strawberry Letter.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.